How lucky. How lucky can a man be? How lucky we are. Can it be better than that? Tell me. What do you want to have in heaven? In the world to come, let's say. What do you want to have? You want Moshe to live with us in heaven?
Sitting with you, Rabbi Shalom, with Rabbeinu.
This is heaven. Baruch Hashem. So, Bezat Hashem, this is heaven, Rabbi Yisai. Rabbeinu is saying, Shadam Yodea, when a man knows Shekol Morotav and Metovato, that everything that happens in his life is coming from a good reason, means from the Creator. That aspect is like to live in the world to come. In the world to come, we're just going to climb and climb and climb and climb. And a man, when he's got bad things in his life, so he's falling, so he's going down. So he cannot climb because he's got bad things. And he cannot change the fact that hard things are going to go through on you in your life, that you're going to suffer, that you're going to have your difficulties. A man should have to go through all of those things. So the only thing that a man should change is his perspective, his wisdom, to believe, to have that knowledge that everything that happens is coming from Hashem. And then when you know that, you can go to the second level. Second level is also to believe that it's all good. There are a lot of people that they believe that it's all from Hashem and they hate Him for it. It's not called faith. It's not to believe that it's coming from Him and to be angry at Him and to blame Him. It's Hashem is doing it again. Hashem is doing it again. It's not faith. Faith is when you know that it's all from Hashem and that it's all good. When you know that it's all good, this is a complete faith. And Rabbeinu is saying also that a man cannot achieve the purpose of Avodat Hashem if he still wants to achieve a certain reward on his Avodat Hashem. Means that a man should not even expect to receive no satisfaction from the limud, or maybe even a reward to the world to come, something. Rabbi is saying it's just like all the rest of lust and desires. It's better to chase after the world to come than to chase after humus. But still, it's a very small mind of a man to want to achieve things for himself. A man should stand in that place that he's saying, Kirvat Elokim li tov, to be close to Hashem Yitzvarach, it's good for me. Yitro was holding in that level. Why there is, I think, the five words of chiba, of ways of love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Gerim, one that is more than to all of Am Yisrael. Means HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the Gerim even more. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the Gerim even more? It's hard to understand it. Saying, look, this is Am Yisrael. All of the time we're talking, Am Yisrael, the sons of Abraham, the sons of Yitzchak, of Yaakov, so Am Yisrael, this is the point. We're saying Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah and Am Yisrael, they are one. So this is it. So what? There is something higher than that. The Gerim, now the Gerim, they become to be higher than that. If Am Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu are one, so how a Ger can achieve a level that's going to be even higher than that? We need to remember that we were also Ger Hayita Be'eretz Mitzrayim. We were also Gerim. A man that does not remember, a Jew that doesn't remember that he is a Ger actually, that it's all kindness, that Hashem brought him from outside of borders of Kedusha into the Kedusha, he cannot hold his Judaism in a perfect way. The most perfect way is to know that you're not worthy. And this is a lot easier to the Gerim, to people that are coming from another nation, to remember. They feel different, they know they're different, they're thinking that they're different, so they're more humble. It's easier for them to understand that it's all kindness of Hashem Yitbarach. This is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is closer to them. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is closer to them? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Eshkon et Daka, I'm going to be with the lowest one of them all. This is the secret of the Baalei Tshuva. This is the secret of the Gerim. This is the secret of every person that have that wisdom to remember the simple, honest way of looking at life. To see the truth. Who am I? What do I have in my life? What's my success? Why I succeed in my life? What I achieved in my life? What? And who gave me all of that? Does all of my wisdom is coming because I'm so talented? Because that I learned so much? All of my success, all of my money, because I'm so wise, that I'm a genius, that I'm making so much money? This is the reason that I'm succeeding. I have Shalom Bayit because I know exactly, always, when to say the right word, and I'm the best father in the world. This is why I'm... No. The truth is that when I'm succeeding, it's kindness of Hashem Yitbarach. And when I'm failing, this is the time to remember who I am really. What's my real nature. It's all kindness of Hashem Yitbarach. Man should have that effort all of his life to observe, to check. Who am I? What's my real level? And Rav Shalom said that for years he was explaining that word that's written that a man should yodat mekomot, a man should know his level, should understand where he's holding in the Avodat Hashem. Rav Shalom said always for a long, long time that it means that a man should investigate in a tshuva process to check where he's holding means to know that you have lust for women, to know that you have desire for money, to know that you're lazy, to know that you're a liar, to know that you're all of that you can kill someone with your anger, that to know your lackings. This is Ayodayit Mekomo, you know your level, by the old explanation of Rav Shalom. And then Rav Shalom said, now I made tshuva. It's not the first level. I taught you that it's the first level, but actually this is the second level. The first level is that the man gonna know that he's got a soul. This is the first level. Who that you really are, it's not your body. Your body is not the first thing that you have. This is why you cannot, first of all, investigate on your body. It's not the first thing that you have. First thing that you have, it's Elokai Neshama Shenatata Biteorai. The soul that you gave me, it's pure. This is the first part. This is the first level of knowing who you are. After that, you know that you're a spiritual being, that you're all good, that you only want Hashem Yitbarach, then you can go and start doing tshuva on your physical reality, on your level, on where your body is holding. This is the second thing that you should do. So for us, each and every one of us, we should remember that we're in danger. We have that dangerous, dangerous body. All of the time he's looking for lust and desires and wants to rest and wants to be left alone. And always he wants to eat and to sleep and to achieve more and more and more imaginations. All of the time. And he's not resting at all. He cannot rest. He cannot. He's crazy. It's a crazy, filthy, contaminated body. And Boreh Olam is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, Shal na'alecha ma'al raglecha, remove your shoes from your feet. Azor HaKadosh is explaining that actually Boreh Olam told Moshe Rabbeinu, get rid of your filthy, contaminated body, Gufa Metzora, with your body that got leprosy, that contaminated in leprosy. Means that Moshe Rabbeinu, the rabbi of all rabbis, the prophet that is the head of all prophets. I read once on a person, on an Israeli person that went in a journey, business trip ride in India, in Paris, maybe 70, maybe 100 years ago, and during his journey he found himself inside of a certain tribe, and he realized that they have a lot of customs that are very related to Judaism. So he started to investigate, and they told him, they're claiming that they are one of the holy tribes, of the lost tribes. And they started to share with him more things and more things. And he said one of the most amazing things that he saw, every time that they mentioned the name Moshe Rabbeinu, mentioning the name Moshe Rabbeinu, they're all standing like that. Moshe Rabbeinu standing. Not only when the Rav is entering, you say, Harav, oh, Harav, we need to stand. No, just mentioning Moshe Rabbeinu, this is it. Everyone standing. Melokomatam, standing, straight on the legs. This is it. Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu. The father of all prophets. The father of all of wisdom. He was the most humble person in the world. Moshe Rabbeinu, this is the one that we should look at him. This is the one that we should learn from him. Moshe Rabbeinu, he married the daughter of Yitro. Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, he had that humility that he was connecting himself to everyone. To the person that is coming from the lowest place of them all, Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, it's written on him that Moshe Rabbeinu was, he was, I don't remember how it's written, Sar Mikol Vachol, that Moshe Rabbeinu was, when he saw, Rabbeinu is writing that in Likutei Moran, when he saw someone that is the farthest of them all, to him he wanted to connect himself, Moshe Rabbeinu. He said, with him I want to be. This was his love. He saw someone that is far away, very far. He said, wow, such a special person. I want to be with him. This is it. Talmidei Chachamim, all right, great. Thousands of them sitting, learning Torah. All right, how many Chidushei Torah? Great, amazing. I'm so happy for you. But what you have to say? And he's sitting with him. And he's talking with him. And really, it's from the heart. He's not lying, Moshe Rabbeinu. The Torah is teaching us always to remember where we're coming from. Moshe Rabbeinu, after 60 years of Hidbodedut in the desert of Sinai, he's screaming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the salvation. He wasn't praying on himself, on nothing. 60 years Hidbodedut on Am Yisrael. After 60 years, Bar Olam is telling him, get rid of your contaminated body. Means that the body of Moshe Rabbeinu after 60 years of Avodat Hashem and also another 20 years in Egypt, that what he was doing in Egypt, only helping and suffering and supporting, Vayar Besivlotam, saw their sorrow and crying for them and helping them to carry and to bring the medicines from the palace and clothes from the palace and whatever he could do, a righteous man serving Hashem Yitbarach. In an early generation, not in a filthy generation like us today, so weak and so low, been contaminated so many times. He was holy. He was Mahul. He born Mahul. He was holy from birth. He born Mahul. He born circumcised. And everything was in Kedusha for Moshe Rabbeinu. 80 years of Avodat Hashem until he got rid of his filthy body. For us, you think that it's going to be even harder? No. It's going to be even easier. Why it's going to be easier? Because the righteous people, they're opening the doors for us. He put a huge fight to achieve Kedusha, and now it's become to be for every one of us a lot easier to achieve. Like that, we talked about that, that Rabbeinu in Torah 52 is telling us that a man should wake up in the middle of the night and to go outside of the city and to do long itbodeduyot until that he's canceling one last for himself, and to scream to Hashem Yitbarach and to cry and to do a lot of tshuva on that. It's a long process to clean something. Who was the righteous man that said that? What? This is what I thought, Rabbi Israel Misalant. He said that it's easier to learn all Shas and Mefarshim by heart, to know it all. Or half of the Shas, he said.
No, all
of the Shas, by heart, everything, we all Mefarshim, than to fix one attribute, one Midah. So to fix one Midah, it's so hard. No, it's not hard at all. Why? First of all, Rabbi Israel Misalant, there is something very interesting connected between Rabbi Israel Misalant and Rabbi Nachman Breslev. One point I'm going to tell you, amazing thing, that it's written that Rabbeinu said, "Kol ad aner dolek efshar letaken." As long as a candle is lit, so you can still fix. Rabbi Nachman Breslev said those words. One time, Rabbi Israel Misalant, he went and he saw a shoemaker, the store of the shoemaker, that the light is still on, very light at night. So he thought to himself, why is working so late? What's going on? Maybe it was after midnight, 3, I don't know what. He said, let's check what's going on. And he went in and he see him working and working, making shoes. So he asked him, why are you working so late? So that shoemaker answered to him, "Kol ad aner dolek efshar od letaken." As long as the candle lit, you can still fix. And Rabbi Israel Misalant woke up from that. He said, wow, what a amazing wisdom. The soul, called the candle. So as long as the man is alive, he can still fix. So to Rabbi Israel Misalant, it came from shoemakers. But the righteous people, when they're achieving something, it's coming down to all of the public, to all of the people. And for us, it's become to be a lot easier to do tshuva because they open the path of tshuva. If you're going to open the books of the Ari HaKadosh and you're going to try to find solutions, how to do tshuva, how to fix the avonot, how many fasts and how many we need, a man should mamash, I said, le'anot et atzmo. Afflict himself. Too hard. We're not able to do that. Came Rabbi Nachum Nibreslev and telling you, you have another solution. You're going and you're praying on that. Every night, few hours. For us, it's also too hard. We're not able to do that. Who can do that? Who can go every night in the middle of the night outside of the city? Tomorrow morning, you're not going to pray Shachrit. For sure, not going to pray Mincha. You're going to fight with your wife all day long. You won't have power, not to the children, not to go to bring Parnassah. Who can open a book after a night like that? We don't have those powers. And then Rav Shalom is coming and telling us, I received it as a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That now, what did the students of Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Bender would go every night to the forest to pray on one issue, we can achieve the same thing in half an hour every day. 30 minutes to pray on one issue. Can it be easier than that? Rabbeinu is saying just to say, Tikkun HaKlali, it's cleaning and fixing all of your past, all of Gama Brit, all of the Avonot like that, the filthiest lusts and desires, to say one time Tikkun HaBrit, to say Tikkun HaKlali one time. And if a man is doing that, he needs to believe in the power of Tikkun HaKlali. You say Tikkun HaKlali and you keep on chasing yourself on all your Avonot. So what are you doing? You do tshuva and you don't believe in the Gemara that is saying that when a man is doing tshuva, he becomes from a Rasha Gamur to be a Tzadik Gamur. You don't believe in that. You made 1 hour in Bodedut of tshuva. I'm sorry, Hashem. Forgive me, Hashem. I'm sorry. I don't want to do it again. And you still hate yourself. And you still blame yourself. And you don't forgive yourself. Because you're stupid. This is the only answer. You're just stupid. You just don't believe in Hashem. You just don't believe that Hashem is telling you, I love you. I love you. What's going on? Why are you fighting so much? Why are you fighting and you're refusing to receive the gifts that I'm giving to you? People are suffering from Shabbos to prepare everything for Shabbos. Matana tova, yesh li bevet gnazai, a wonderful gift I have that I want to give you, to hand you that gift. It's a gift. Who could think of someone so crazy to suffer before every Shabbos? Suffering and suffering and running and sweating and screaming and poor children. They will never going to be able to enjoy Shabbos like that if you're not accepting Shabbos. So you're going to do a little bit less. And you're going to achieve that with joy, with a smile on your face. Also in Limud HaTorah, a man is doing tshuva, and now he wants to finish Shas, and the Shulchan Aruch, and he's so hard with himself. Why don't you remember that Masechta? I finished it only 3 months ago, and already I forgot those sugiyot. What I'm going to... Relax. First of all, be happy that you're here, and you're not in the mall right now. Say thank you, Hashem. I'm not in the mall. It's crazy. Baruch Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. I'm not in New Zealand. I don't know what. I'm here. I'm in Eretz Israel. I can learn Torah. Is there something higher than what that I'm doing right now? What's higher than that? If I would know all Shas, it would be higher. How do you know that it would be higher? How do you know? Really, you know that it would be higher? It's written that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was looking for the best thing to give to Am Yisrael, and he couldn't find nothing better than poverty. But you know better. You know that you have to have huge amounts of money to support Talmidei Chachamim and to help people and also to have a very nice Jeep. I don't know what. All craziness. All your imaginations. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He created you, that He really knows your nature, that He really knows what you can do if you're going to have money. How far you're going to be from tshuva? How far you're going to be from humility? How far you're going to be from real charity, from real tzedakah? It's written, Malbin Shinai Mechalav. If a man is smiling to someone else, it's higher than someone that gives money. But you don't believe in that. Alright, you're also smiling, but you're not happy from your smiles. Like if you would be happy if you would give 6,000 shekels, 10,000 shekels. But they're telling you that it's higher. You don't believe them, right? This is our problem. That we don't have emunat chachamim. That we don't believe them. We don't believe the Gemara Kedoshah, that the Gemara is saying that to smile to someone, it's higher than to give him money. So think about it. Every smile is one shekel. So smile 100 smiles a day, 1,000 smiles a day. Smile all day long. It's like that you're giving more than whatever you have. Everything that you have. You gave all of the day. You gave and you gave and you smiled and you gave and you gave and you gave something that is higher than money. But you don't believe in that. Why? Because you're stuck in your lust and desires that you love money, that you want money. This is why people are so stressed to get married, to finish us. It's all lusts and desires. A real man that wants to serve Hashem, he's asking, Hashem, what do you want from me? What do you want from me? I know what I want. This, my body screams. My body screams, I want this, and I want that, and when you're going to achieve that, you will want to replace it. And we know. It's a known fact. Everyone are like that. Everyone that have a body. If you're an angel without a body, this is something else. When you have a body, this is the nature of body. This is the body. You give him something, he wants more. You give him that more, he wants double. And more and more and more. And he will never gonna rest until you're gonna conquer him. How are you gonna conquer him? You're gonna let your neshama lead you. You're gonna first of all start to believe that you have a neshama inside of yourself. And you're gonna develop awareness to your neshama. And you're gonna follow her commandments, her will. You're gonna listen to the voice of your neshama. And how are you gonna listen to the voice of your neshama? You cannot how? Let's listen. You cannot listen. You cannot hear. What we're gonna do? It's written, Nafshi yatz'a bedabero. The spirit, the soul comes out when you're talking. When you're talking, you start knowing yourself. Only when you're talking, you can know who you are. Only when you're praying, suddenly you find yourself praying on nonsense. When you're doing tshuva, you find yourself that you're very filthy, you're very far. You learn to know who you are. You develop awareness as much as you're talking. And if you have 2 hours a day in the field to talk to Hashem Yitzvarach, you're going to learn faith, you're going to learn who you are for 2 hours a day. And if you have 3 hours, so 3 hours. And if you want to learn more, you're going to start looking at your mirror. This is your wife. This is your family. Those are your friends. Emor li mi'em chaverecha v'omar lecha mi'ata. Tell me who are your friends. I'm going to tell you who you are. And start to look. Start to observe. Who am I? What's going on in my life? What are my lusts? What are my desires? What's my goodwill? What's going on? And to talk to Hashem Yitzvarach. And Rav Shalom said, on that word that Rabbeinu said, on those words that Rabbeinu said, that only when a man knows that everything that goes on in his life is all coming from a good reason, that aspect, it's like to live in the world to come, Rav Shalom said, you cannot achieve that without itbodedut. Itbodedut, it's the only way to believe that everything that you're going through in your life is coming from Hashem and from a good reason. Only through itbodedut. Why? Because when you have a difficulty, immediately you forget Hashem. This is the nature. This is what goes on. A man is suffering. This is it. He's in stress. He's afraid. This is it. He's now looking for a solution. You forgot Hashem. You forgot Hashem. So you don't know that it's all good. Because it's not Hashem. It's that person that hurt you. It's that store that's soon going to be closed. And all of the situations in the world. What are you going to do? But when you're bringing that situation back to observation, to investigation in the field, indeed, what they do, you're saying, Ribbono Shel Olam, look, I act like a crazy person. I had so much stress and I forgot you. I forgot that it was you. So thank you, Hashem Yitzbarach, that you closed that store, that you were screaming at me, that you didn't give me my parnasah, that you gave me those confusions. It was you, Hashem. And then you're lifting all of your life back to faith, back to that place that Hashem is there always. And even if you're falling, adrabah, even more so, from those fallings you can learn more. You can learn more than from the success. Vayishman yeshurun ve'ivat. When Am Yisrael are succeeding, they're fighting. They become to be stubborn. And when Am Yisrael are failing, they're coming back and doing tshuva. and I don't remember who that tzaddik was, that he promised to his students that after that he's going to die, passed away, for sure, this is it. Not like all of the rest of the righteous people, that when they died, they disappeared and they went and no one hears from them anymore. This is it, sitting in heaven and we're here, keep on suffering, what's going on? He promised to his students and he said, this is it. When I'm going to go, I'm coming back, don't worry. I'm going to bring the salvation, I'm going to stand in front of the... Maybe, who was it? Who was that tzaddik? I'm going to stand in front of the throne of honor and I'm going to scream and scream and scream until the Borei Olam is going to listen to me and bring the salvation. And he passed away 1 month, 2 months, 1 year, this is it, disappeared, went with the wind. What's going on? So, I don't know, he came in a dream to one of the students, or one of his students went to his tzion and cried or something, and met him. And he asked him in that dream or in that vision, where have you gone? Where have you been? Where have you gone? What's happened with your promise? He said, when I was with you in that world, in Olam Hazeh, in this world, I felt like you. I knew that we have to bring the salvation. But when I came here to heaven, I saw that actually you're just gaining. It's all good. So I cannot stop you from gaining. If the troubles, if the suffering of Am Yisrael would be bad for Am Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would stop it long time ago. After the first exile, second exile, first destruction, second destruction, before of the Holocaust, a long time before of the Holocaust. And even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas Shalom, he didn't got it yet. After the Holocaust, he would understand. It's nonsense. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly what He's doing with us. He knows exactly what He's doing with each and every one of us. And He knows that we need to suffer. And that suffering for us, that we're stuck here in a physical world, in a world that is under the supervision of time and distance and all of the limitations of this world. So here, it looks that the suffer is eternal. It's very long, it takes long time, it looks like it's going to be there forever. But from the point of view of truth, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of righteous people in heaven, all of this world doesn't count even like one moment. Like a shade of a bird that flies. You can put your finger on it, you cannot put your finger on that shade. She's flying, this is it, and disappeared. This is it, this is this world. 70 years, 120 years in this world, the less than a moment. The less than a moment in the real point of view. But us, we're not there. So we cannot grab it. But we need to believe in that. And that faith, that understanding, and we need to carve it into our hearts, to penetrate it, that we're going to be totally convinced that this is the truth. That Hashem is good. That Hashem knows that the suffering are bringing that forgiveness, mechaprim. I said mechaprim, atoning. One day I'm going to remember that. Hopefully, atoning. Our love is smiling to me all of the time, all of the shiurim. I'm very lucky. You should know I'm very lucky. So bezrat Hashem, Rabbeinu is saying in Torah Lamed Dalet, in part Chet, Nimtza. Now we can understand שצריך כל אחד לדבר בינו לבין קונו, that everyone should talk to the Creator, כדי שהאיר בחינת נקודה, that point is going to illuminate, בחינת פי ידבר חוכמות, the aspect of the verse that says my mouth is going to speak wisdoms. You see, the wisdoms comes out from the mouth. Whatever you say, this is wisdoms. Even that you don't understand it yet, if you're going to observe, you're going to understand. Even if now to understand that your wisdom is very stupid, it's also good. Baruch Hashem, you realize that you're far from the truth. It's a huge understanding. It's the beginning of your cure, of your medicine, of your refuah shlema. Now you understand that you're sick, that you have a problem. That for you, $1 million, money, women, I don't know what, food, steaks, barbecue, chocolate. Not to mention, someone asked me not to talk about chocolate anymore in the classes. So. brings him to Hirurim all of the time, chocolate. My mouth is going to speak wisdom. Means that you can learn from your mouth, from your words, who are you? This is the biggest wisdom of them all. First of all, that you're going to know who you are. To know who you are. Lehava. To connect that to the letter Vav. Shehu bechinat ve'agut libi tkunot. That the thoughts of the heart are the wisdoms. Val yedei ze, and by that, nitbatel orlat libo. You're canceling the coverings of her heart. Hainu charafot means the shames and insultings. Hainu ahavot means bad loves, lusts and desires. וגם צריך כל אדם לדבר עם חברו ביראת שמיים. And also everyone should talk to his friend in יראת שמיים. To talk from עבודת השם. When people are talking, הרב שלום once explained the first question that when a man comes to trial in the world to come, they're asking him, נסעת ונתת באמונה? Were you negotiating with faith? So, by pshat, it means that you were not stealing, that you were not cheating. This is by pshat. Rav Shalom said, they're going to ask you, what were you selling and buying? What was your merchandise? What was your merchandise? Was it faith? Haim nasata venatata be'emuna? When you met someone, have you learned from him, bought from him faith? Have you sold him faith? You gave him faith? This is what you have. This is your product. Faith, Bore Olam. You meet someone, what do you have to talk about? What do you have to talk about? Nothing. Nothing else except of Hashem. How are you? What it means, how are you? How is it going in your Avodat Hashem? Are you getting closer to Hashem Yitbarach? Or even to check if maybe Chas Shalom is falling. So then you can cheer him up and to give him strength, will go good words of Chizuk, that he's going to... This is what that we have in life. To talk, my Avodat Hashem, Yirat Hashem. כל היום משיחתי, all day long, that's going to be our conversation. כדי לקבל התעוררות בליבו, that you're going to receive, wake up from into your heart, מהנקודה שיש בחברו יותר ממנו, from that point that your friend have, more than you have. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, ומקבלים דן מן דן. You receive from him and he receives from you, all of the time. This is the approach. When you're coming to talk to someone, you need to come to receive from him, to listen. What can I receive from him? He's got something special inside of him that I don't have that. Each and every one of us have something inside of himself that is huge, that is gorgeous, that is amazing, that no one else has it. And you should believe in your treasures and you should believe in theirs also. You should know for sure that everyone can give you something. Ezeu chacham halomed mikol adam. Who is the wise person? The one that learns from every man. From everyone, you have something to learn. And if you're going to be wise like that, to learn from everyone, to come low, to receive, it means that you need to be lower. You cannot receive when you're higher. You need to be low. You need to be low and then you can receive. Then you can accept from him. So you need to be humble. You need to come with that understanding. Like Rav Shalom said, we have one term to get into the yeshiva, to be accepted to the yeshiva, that you're going to know that you're full with lies and that all of the rest of the people are truth. When you know that you're very far from the purpose and you believe that everyone else are closer to it than you, then you can receive the truth. Then you can be part of the yeshiva. Then you can start understand what Rav is talking about. When you're coming with your sechel, with your wisdom, with your understanding, so why you need to come to the yeshiva for? You need to open the yeshiva. Go and open the yeshiva. Great. Hopefully you're going to have students. For now, your wife, she's suffering, and the children that don't have a choice. For now. But a man that comes, he needs to come because he wants to learn. He wants to receive. If not, you don't have nothing to do here. And even someone that have that punishment like me, that you have to talk all of the time, it's only because that really I want to receive. Really, the only thing that I'm talking and sharing with you, it's what that I received from Arav. And I'm sharing it with you because I want to receive more. Just because that I want you to have what that I have, and I want to receive more from Arav, just to have, be able to give it more, to hand it to you. A few weeks ago, when Arav came back, from South Africa. So someone came to me and asked me, you met a Rav already? It was 2 days after he came back. You met a Rav? I told him, no. But the truth is, and I had it in my mind, that I'm walking with a Rav every moment of my life. To knock on his door, to see a Rav. And this is what I thought. When he told me, you met a Rav, and he met a Rav. But I was with a Rav all of the time. I can tell you that for sure. I felt a Rav with me. I'm going with the Rav. I'm talking the words of a Rav. I hear the lesson from a Rav. There is a picture in my... there was a picture in my house that the eyes of a Rav, the picture of a Rav in my head, that picture of a Rav in my house, that a Rav wasn't looking to the one that looks at him. To the viewer. Just... his eyes were to somewhere else, and you couldn't get his eyesight from no corner in the house. So one of my friends came to the house and he told me, it's a beautiful picture. I told him, I need another one. So he asked me why. So I told him, because you cannot have eye connection with the Rav, eye contact with the Rav in that picture. So he said, for me, it's the best. This is the picture I need. I don't need a Rav looking at me in the house. Everyone. The Rebbe Milubavitch said, in every place that my picture is there, I'm there also. We need to believe in that. And not to believe that it was a special level that the Rebbe Milubavitch achieved. The Rebbe Milubavitch, if he's your Rebbe, the Rebbe Milubavitch, so the best, he's teaching you and you're receiving from him. But if not, also you have something to receive from the Rebbe Milubavitch. What is that? That he's going to give you advice and wisdom to understand how to get closer to your Rabbi, to your Rebbe Milubavitch, to the one that is the Rebbe Milubavitch for you, to the one that is teaching you, for your spiritual leader, to your guide, to the one that is bringing you closer to Hashem, Yitbarach. So we can learn from all of the righteous people to all of the rest of the righteous people also. This is the level of Avodat Hashem. When a man is purifying himself, he becomes to be a neshama like that, that includes inside of it other neshamot. He becomes to be a spiritual being in a certain place, in a certain way that we cannot understand that at all. He's got those qualities. One time, when the Noam Elimelech, he becomes to be the head of the Hasidut, the chief rabbi over there, Rabbi Elimelech Milizhansk. So in the first few weeks that he came into his house and he locked the door and he was lying on his bed maybe 16 hours a day or so, and he was just going down from the bed to eat something, and people in the city, they were stressed, they said, what have we done? Who we brought to be an admor on us? The Rebbe is lying in bed so many hours and just eating and drinking. And what's going on with that new admor that we have? So Rabbi Zusha, his brother, he heard people are talking. So he told them, come, I'm going to show you who is my brother. And they went to the doorstep and he put his hand on the back of the mezuzah. He covered the mezuzah. And on that moment that he hid the mezuzah like that with his hand, the Noam Elimelech, the Rabbi Elimelech Milizhansk, stood up and he started to look, what's going on? What happened? And he told, the Rabbi Zusha told them, on the moment that I hide the name, Shneim Shakai, that's written on the mezuzah, he felt the kedusha of the name of Hashem Yitbarach that now is covered. This is the admor that you have, that is lying in bed. From that you should know. You come to a Rav's house, you can put your hand on the mezuzah, even if a Rav is not opening, even if you can knock. The fact that you came to a Rav's house is fixing so much. Rav told me that once, not to me, to one of my friends. We talked about it in Uman, me and that friend once. We said, how can it be that every time that we're coming to talk to a Rav, after it we're going away from him, with the feeling of a disgrace, and he's just smiling and he's just positive and he's just doing all good, but we feel ashamed every time we're going away from him. This is it. And you feel so low, so it's humility, you feel humiliated. And we couldn't explain it. So we were talking and he told me, you have that feeling also. And I told him, he said, I have that feeling also. And you cannot, everything was wonderful, everything was perfect. You asked him, he answered to you, he was smiling to you, he told you another thing, he hugged you, kissed you, I don't know what. And you're going, feel so low, and you don't know why. And we talked about it, how can it be? On the airport, Rav came also, and that brazen friend, he went to a Rav, very, 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 a lot of courage, very brave. And he went to a Rav and asked him, he hold a Rav like that, he asked, Rav, me and Kasuto, we were talking, and we have a question. So Rav looked at him, and he's telling him, how can it be that every time that we're coming to a Rav, after it we feel so bad with ourselves and we feel so ashamed? A Rav, it was amazing to see. A Rav took his eyes down like that in a very strict face. Mamash, it was like it was a huge question. From the answer you can understand it really, it was a huge question. And a Rav then looked at him and told him, when the student is coming to a Rav, huge things are happening by that. And even before that the student is opening his mouth to ask, already he has been answered and receiving a lot of what that he came to receive. Before he opens his mouth even. And that bad feeling that a student have when he's coming to a Rav, it's to humiliate him, to build vessels, to contain the bounty that you're going to receive in that meeting with Rav. Before you opened your mouth. So all of the shames and all of the insultings and all of the difficulties and the lack of success and the failures and all of those things that we have is just to build vessels to contain the Shefa, to contain bounty. The real bounty is only one thing, complete faith in Hashem Yitzbarach, to know that there is nothing except of Him and that it's all good. And for that we need to be humble. And humble is very far from where we are. To be humble, we need to take the train to the central station. From there to take a bus to the central station in Tel Aviv. Over there to take a taxi to the port. Over there to take a boat. That boat gonna take you to another land. Over there you need to look for a train to take you to the other side of that land. Then to take a plane from there to fly to look for Hashem Yitzbarach somewhere in the distance. We don't know where is it. We don't know even where to look for. There was Rabbi Yitzchak Belazer. You heard that huge name? Huge, huge righteous man. Huge righteous man from the students of Rabbi Israel Misalant. He was huge righteous man. One time when he was already more than 70 years old, he came to a certain meeting. There was a huge crowd, people, and someone asked him, how are we going to do tshuva? A certain question like that. How are we going to find humility? How are we going to... So he told them, I'm going to tell you a tale. There was a person that was lost in the forest. And for 2 days he's looking for the way out from the forest. And suddenly he sees someone. And that person is running to him with such happiness. And he's so happy to see him. And that person that lost in the forest is telling him, hey, do you know the way out from the forest? I'm lost here for 2 days. And that person starts to cry. And he's asking, why are you crying? He said, I'm lost here for 2 months and you're asking me how to go out. I thought that you're my hope. And Rabbi Yitzchak Belazer started to cry. And he's saying, I'm 70 years old and I'm still looking for the way to get closer to Hashem. And you're asking me how to get closer to Hashem. And he started to cry and to cry and to cry. This is a life journey to look for Hashem Yitzbarach. Always to look for Hashem. Always to find Hashem, to look another point, another understanding, another point of humility, another point of faith in Hashem Yitzbarach. Thank you, Rabbi Yisrael. Thank you very much.